So if not elections, then what? This is Dave Ross on the CBS News Radio Network, presented by Liberty Mutual Insurance. We all accept that no election involving 156 million votes will be free of errors. But the people alleging fraud claim there were millions of bogus ballots and that the judges and elections officials who dismissed those claims are all in on it. So if elections are broken, how do we figure out the popular will? Could we trust opinion polls? Well, of the 306 polls conducted since March, exactly five had Trump ahead. The most recent, a September Rasmussen poll that had him ahead by 1%. Okay, so that's not going to work. What about going back to in-person voting? But those votes would still be counted by machines. Do we trust that? Maybe personally hand in your ballot to an election official who counts it right there while you watch? But they still have to be added up. Do we trust that? Suppose we each got a code to track our ballots like Amazon tracks packages. But then that links you to your vote, and do you trust the website that says your vote was counted? Maybe forget elections and just have people with clickers counting rally attendance. Please let me know what system you'd trust, because either we all learn to trust elections or the day will come when the presidency goes to whoever can rally the most ruthless gang at the Capitol when the votes are counted. And just keep in mind, next time, there won't be just one gang. Dave Ross on the CBS News Radio Network.